aircheckdownloads.com.
Clark, and it's Valentine's Day. Good morning. Thursday. Lots and lots of messages from loved ones to you coming up in a moment. It's Shaking Stevens, but where's the monkey? No, it's not working. I'm breathing hot air onto the BBC ticker tape machine to defrost it. See, the weather's meant to pop up just here, but it can't come up because it's all frozen. It's so cold this morning. I'll keep breathing on it and see if we can get it working for the next link. It's 3 minutes past six. Here's Cliff. That's a new one from Cliff Richard. It's called Heart Loser. It's worked at 7 minutes past six.
Radio 1 Weather Check.
Many areas will stay dry with some sunshine, but there will be snow showers in the east and some slight or snow. Oh, sorry. Sleet or snow in parts of the southwest, continuing very cold with widespread frost. I'm not awake, am I? It's all right for you. You're always awake. It's always me that's not. I'll get there, don't worry. The coffee has arrived. Okay, let's start the dedications going. Please, could you give all the love in the world to the most beautiful Valentines of all time, my former wife, Rita, and her daughter, Cass Everett, of Stamford La Hope, and tell them I'm always thinking of them. And that one comes from Dave Everett from Blit Lane, Stamford La Hope. Cheers, Dave. And there's one here which actually has been addressed to Andy Peebles. They probably thought he was going to be on the show forever, particularly after the newspaper the other day. Got the name wrong. They put Andy on for Tuesday morning. Please could you wish a very happy engagement to Julie and John on St. Valentine's Day. All our love and wishes from Mum and Dad. And a nice big pink card, because Valentine's cards are often pink. I can't read the message on the card, because it's just a little bit on the rude side, I'm afraid. But I can say, up the ladder, 1, 2, 3. If you fall, fall for me. Roses are red, violets are blue. The only thing I wanted... I can't carry on there. Sorry, Norma. It's a lovely little card, and she wants a dedication for all the girls at Bucks Fizz Fashions and the girls at Dingle's newsagent, and give myself a mention as well. Well, you got all of that. Hey, don't send me rude things. I can't read them on the air. I get into trouble. I can't say bed. Now, 9 minutes past six. This is Carol Lynn Towns. And believe in the beat. We'll dedicate that record to all policemen listening this morning. Particularly lady ones. I believe in the beat. Carol Lynn Towns. It's 13 minutes past six. Thursday morning, Valentine's Day, and British Rail have got a few surprises for you this morning. It's all running to time. Everything seems to be okay, apart from a little bit of a problem on that, what do they call it? They call it the bedpan line, don't they? As I said, British Rail, generally speaking, is okay this morning, apart from in the restaurants. There's a little bit of a fuss going on. The great British Rail breakfast, as millions of travellers know and love it, is on the way out. Porridge, cornflakes, fried bread, sauteed potatoes and kippers are being scrapped before they go off. But the remaining choice of fruit juice or grapefruit segments, followed by egg, bacon, tomatoes, and by way of compensation, two sausages will still cost the same. A mere £7.30 a head. The new slimline menu will be tried out from June on Euston to Liverpool and Manchester services. I must confess I went up to the Midlands, the upper northwest of the country, the other day, and I was rather tempted to go into the restaurant car and have a bite to eat. Once in there, it seemed like the only option was the steak. So I went for the steak, and so did the British Telecom guy sitting opposite me. Unfortunately, there was a bad smell in the air, and the steak was off. I've never had anything off on British Rail before. But, however, I complained about it, and the guy serving us said, "What are you talking about? We serve 60 of these a day. We've never had anyone else complain in the history of British Railways." I said, "Well, I don't like to be fussy, you know. I don't want to cause any bother, but it's definitely off." So I sent it back. So did the British Telecom guy. And then the rest of the carriage coughed. Eventually, he had them all back, and I feel terribly guilty about that, so I am sorry for causing disruption. Still, I wasn't sick the next day. 16 minutes past six. Barbara Dixon and Elaine Page. And I know him so well. I was terribly cruel of Jonathan King to call them hinge and bracket a couple of days ago, but every time I see them now, I can't help but think of that. And I laugh a bit, which I shouldn't do. It's 20 minutes past six. I've got a little Valentine here myself. Dear Adrian John, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and you stink. Thank you. Lynn's written in from Plymouth and Devon. She says, please would you play that Barbara Dixon Elaine Page track for my special Valentine, Pete Taylor, and tell him I love him always. And after 6:15, could you mention Karen Finch from Exeter in Devon, who wants a Valentine message to her wonderful husband today? His name is Dennis, and we both listen to the programme every morning. He travels to Plymouth. He leaves at 6:15. He's based at HMS Horror. And he's travelling with a car full of males. So can you say hello to him and all of them and play them a Radio Times trail?
Listen, mate.
Radio 1 in the morning.
21 minutes. 21 minutes past six. Valentine's Day with Glenn Frey. The heat is on. Wish it was. I mean, stop shivering.
Heat is on. Heat is on. Oh,
24 minutes past six. Speaking of compatibility, as we weren't, if you want to know what your true love is, study the earlobes and the wrists. Have a look at the earlobes and the wrists of the person you like or love. Psychologist Marion Tizer says there's a growing belief that men fall for women with certain similar characteristics to their own. Husbands and wives checked for compatibility of wrist size and earlobe length have shown low but positive matchings. What a coincidence. All the girls I've been out with have had ears. Now then, Lorraine Westwell's written in and wants a dedication on Valentine's Day for Tony Westwell. Tell him I love him very much, and Adrian, could you play him a record? No. 25 past six. Procol Harum. And a whiter shade of earlobes. ...1967 or thereabouts, Procol Harum and a Whiter Shade of Pale. And the DLT Golden Oldie Picture Video Something show last night did a very interesting interpretation of that particular song. And always watch that. Hear some great oldies on it. And we'll dedicate that one in particular to a guy called Stephen Squidgy Bum Fry from Terry Martin, who lives at Clentway, Long Benton, Newcastle upon Tyne, and tell him he's the most beautiful person in the world. What? Two of us?
England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. National Radio 1.
It's 6:30. Thursday, 14th of Feb.
Radio 1.
And in the newsroom, it's Simon Leach.
The bitter row between the Prime Minister and the Labour leader, Neil Kinnock.
That's it. There's more news on Radio 1 at 7:30.
Thanks a lot, Simon. It's 28 minutes to 7.
Now it's Adrian 1 here on Radio John. That doesn't sound right. Is it John Radio or 1 Adrian? No, that still isn't right. It's so hard to be clear.
Tears for Fears. It's Shout, and it's 23 minutes to 7. Good morning. If you've just tuned in, as I say on radio, or if your radio alarm clock has just activated. Hey, the Shades here with you till 7 o'clock, and then we have a special Noel Edmonds program this morning. It's coming live from Perkins Grange. Never actually been there myself, but we'll find out a lot about the place when Noel comes on at 7 this morning. Angela Champion, the Wonder Horse, has written from 4th Street. Well, can't read the next word. Anyway, it's near Truro. And she said, please would you play a record, preferably after 6:30. And obviously play it for my fella. We've been married for 4 years in May. And I love him more with each year that goes by. On this special Valentine's Day, please could you play him a record that is so beautiful I can't describe it. Just play it. Oh, you mean Bridge Over Troubled Waters. For Steve, from Simon and Garfunkel. Word of the day coming up next. Put the volume up a bit or you won't hear it. What's that? Oh, 22 to 6. No, it's not. Silly. 22 to 7.
Supercheckdownloads.com.